Hello, everybody. This is Lynn. As you know, Dr. Rita Marie is in Hawaii, where they are having a hurricane. And so she is going to do her best to see if she can come on, but right now, you get me. And so we will have a good time. I gotta make sure to remember to put the recording on. Start. There we go. And I see Sandy's here, and Beatrice, and Gail, and Lynn Rose, and Mary, and Diana. I was actually just talking to somebody in Sandpoint, Diana. Yes, Diana, we all hope that she is safe. I've been talking to her, so I know she is, but, yeah, that's what she said too, Diana, far north. And there's Marcia, and, feel like I'm Miss Betty from Romper Room. thank you, Sandy. And so, romper bompers, romper boo. Tell me who. Who do I see here today? I see Marcia and Sandy and Diana and Beatrice and Lynn and Mary and Gail. And we are going to have a good time here answering questions and seeing how we can support I can support you. And I think Kimberly is on. I saw her. Yep, Kimberly is on the phone. I see her. And she's raised her hand. good afternoon, teacher. You're so funny, Lynn. Oh, thank you, Diana, for reminding Linda. So I am going to, I had checked the Q&A previous, and I did not see any questions in there. So I will go to Kimberly and open her line. Oh, hello, Kimberly.
Hi. Oops, of course, right when my dog starts barking.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have any questions right now.
Okay.
Stop barking. I need to put the dogs in the back. Sorry.
No worries.
I'm not sure what this call was even about. I've been busy today, and I just logged on and went, okay, I'm here. What?
This is a place where you can just ask any questions.
Oh, I don't think I have any yet. Have someone else go first, and then I'll think of one.
All right. That's the way it works.
Perfect.
Okay, so Kimberly was warming us up, and so if you have questions, all right, Diana, so the way this works is if you are here and on the phone or using the web call, if you're on phone, it's *2 on your telephone keypad. If you're on the web, then there's a button there that says raise hand, and so I will look and see now. And Marcia has raised her hand. Hello, Marcia.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you?
I'm going to say this question I asked you. I don't know if you saw it, but I got my own answer. So I just started on this compounded thyroid, and it's a T3, T4, and it's got microcrystalline cellulose as the filler, but I just looked, and it has folic acid as the powder also. And homozygous are the worst kind, and it depletes B12. So this product probably isn't good for me, correct?
I would say it probably isn't.
Yeah.
And I knew you had talked about the folate and folic acid issue before. So I would go back to your pharmacy and make sure that they understand that you are not supposed to be taking folic acid. Filler or not. And I'm just reading this here. So I just saw that.
Yeah, the prescription cost me $80 because Medicare doesn't cover it. And the pharmacist called me to review the ingredients, and she just said microcrystalline cellulose because my doctor told her I was sensitive and, you know, couldn't have regular filler. And then when I got it, it showed that it had folic acid, and I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah. So can you take it back?
I don't know. I just called them and asked them and left a message. But I wanted to bring it up here because other people may not know the fillers that go into their compounded.
That's a really great point. Check everything. Check your labels. I know the other day Dr. Rita Marie was saying, you know, she had bought something one day and the ingredients were great. And she went back the next day, bought a similar one. I think one was like chocolate mint and the other one was just chocolate.
That's right.
And the chocolate one had the coconut sugar.
Yeah.
And so just always, always, always check your ingredients to make sure that they, you know, they work for you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn up the volume. Sorry. I shouldn't.
No, no, Barbara said she can't hear any sound.
Right, and but I'm chuckling because there was one time I couldn't hear anything, and I realized I had forgot to put my earbuds on, and so it's like, oh, no wonder I can't hear anything. So it's those little things, you know, make sure it's plugged in, that type of thing. The other piece too. She had to click on an arrow. There you go. See? It's these little pieces that help us. And that's the way it is with all of our life, right? Checking the ingredients. Why am I not feeling well? Oh, look, I'm not supposed to have that. So that's a really great point. I'm glad you brought that up because whether somebody is taking a compounded thyroid similar to yours or any other supplements, that, you know, there's been companies that I have always found trustworthy and use them for years, and then they'll change an ingredient and we'll use something like molasses or something like that that I probably shouldn't have. And Sandy says she's constantly checking hers out as well.
And is folic acid used pretty often? Is that a regular filler?
For many, yeah, well, for many there are. Another one is talc.
Right.
You know, Kimberly, sorry, she said no picture and I put lipstick on. Sorry. But, yeah, talc is another one. And that's where the magnesium stearate, the stearic acid, all those pieces are really important to look. And since this is a vital call, many people have access to the prior vital health community topics, those calls, and one of them she did, I think it's a couple years ago now, I believe it was like in September, she did on supplements and what to look for and what to be careful of.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yep. And Kimberly's saying she never checks for any of this stuff. Yeah. It's so important to be careful with what we put into our body. And our medications and our supplements are a really big one. So, you know, being careful of our water, the quality of our food, the air we breathe, the electronics, can we get a list of the bad stuff sent into our email? That would be a really long email, unfortunately. Yep, and Sandy, we did talk about this same topic last month. And, you know, so we can just, but I don't say this either to upset people or freak you out. It's just to be mindful and be aware of these things. And how does your particular body react to things? there may be some things you react to that I don't react to, and just in foods. And so that's why you'll often hear Dr. Rita Marie say, when somebody asks her a question about a supplement or a food or even a, you know, a health condition, and she'll say, well, it depends. Depends upon the history that you have with your own health, how you're reacting to that food, any of those pieces. And Sandy says that the supplement program was excellent, excellent plus excellent. And switching brands, like Diana say, you may have to either throw something out. It's hard to throw things out, but sometimes that's what you have to do. Lynn Rose was saying her daughter-in-law's doctor is a naturopath, and she showed an umbilical cord tincture and placenta. It's supposed to help with baby blues and hormones. I've seen deer and sheep placenta. So, you know, you can't go too wrong on something like that. It sounds pretty pure, but some people can't have those. So Barbara asks about the program. So if you're a Vital Health Community Premium member, you have access to every single solitary program that Dr. Rita Marie has done within the Vital Health Community. And one of them is on supplements. And Diana, going back to making your own tinctures and remedies again. Kimberly gives her junky stuff to her husband. Okay. Try and prove that in a court of law, right? Marcia, that supplement program was recorded and available for everybody. And because you are an ERC member, you have access to all of those. I hate to give them away to Diana. Although when I throw them away, it bothers me because, you know, where is it going to go? Into the earth somewhere? And I know you're doing the best you can with the levothyronine, Sandy. And so sometimes we just have to do the best we can, because otherwise we don't do anything. Can't even breathe the air sometimes. They do have those places that you can bring medications and so forth to. You know, you like turn it in. So maybe that's something to consider. Usually they're done through the law enforcement department. So that's something to consider. I'm looking here to see. Do I remember the test Dr. Rita Marie wanted me to take? Direct Lab CWP, exactly. If this is the Mary, I think it is. Were you on the Getting to Know You call last night, Mary? So she definitely did want you to do a Direct Lab CWP, Comprehensive Wellness Profile. And right, Diana, we do our best and then trust God for the rest. And if you're an ERC member, can you read the program about the supplements? So if you're an ERC member, Barbara, then you have access to the program. I will see if I can find the link right here and put it in the chat so that you can go to that. So bear with me while I do this. And so I really encourage you to take a look through all that you have access to, and just maybe once a week or something, set aside some time to listen to one of these, because there are some amazing calls in here. I know I did one with her once on essential oils, and I really enjoyed doing that. The last one we did was with Drina Brown on the benefits of liposomal vitamin C, and she also shared with how you can make your own. And let's see, I know I'm getting close. Here it is. Guide to using nutritional supplements for optimal results, September 10th, 2015. And I am going to take the link for this and put it in the chat so it can bring you right there. And there you go. So it's the, let's see. Yeah, I would agree with Sandy. I don't know if I would demand your money back, but at least see if you can't transfer, you know, turn it in and get something you need. Okay, so yeah, that was definitely the CWP, and we're going to be getting you the call recording really soon here. It reminds me, I got to do that. You guys, all your chats here. Let's go Storm the Bastille. Coastland Pharmacy, careful. The call is actually listed under the Vital Health Community calls. If you have a tile in your dashboard that says Vital Health Community, when you click on that, you'll see one that says Vital Health Topic. Oh, good for you, Lynn. I would love to hear about how you and Susan do in making your liposomal vitamin C. Yeah. Great. I hope they do. Yeah, Andrina's liposomal program was great. Let's see here. Okay, so I have a few hands raised again. So let's see. Let's see. Okay. Hey, Beatrice. How are you?
Lynn. How are you?
I am well. It's chilly
well.
Here.
That's good. Listen, Lynn. I don't have a question today. I just have to say something that I think you and Dr. Rita Marie would enjoy, because it has everything to do with the miracle workers that are over there helping all of us. I live in Gainesville, in Florida, where the University of Florida is, and the University of Florida medical school has an incredible institute on aging, in which they ask people to go and volunteer for whatever tests they're doing for labs from around the world. And I was invited to participate in one that had to do with losing muscle mass as you get older. So I said, you know, I can do this, and it'll be interesting. Aside from the fact that every time you start a study there, they do a complete workout, physical on you, test and everything. Mm-hmm. And then at the end also, so I said, I like that. So I called them up, and I made my appointment, and I told them that I was 73 years old and I had two fake knees and a fake hip. But if they would take me, I would be interested. So they were very excited because of my age and my fake knees and my fake hip. He said, yes, we'll be waiting for you. Well, I couldn't make it to what, but they made another appointment. They really came after me. When I arrived, I was looking at the building, which is absolutely beautiful. It's a new building. It's full of windows. And I finally came up to the desk, and I said, I have an appointment here. And when I told them who I was and what I was there for, the receptionist started laughing, and she called the person who was supposed to take care of me. And I walked in, and they had, you know, they asked me how old I was and how I my life, described my life and everything, what I ate. And then they had me walk about 10 feet and walk again. And they said, walk at your normal pace. And I said, you know, I walk very slow since I had my knee surgeries. And they said, good, good, that's what we want. So I walked and walked back. And then the lady who was there said, now we need you to sit up, stand up from a sitting position in the chair 5 times as fast as you can. So I did. And she took me back to the room and she said, Mrs. Bruin, I have good news for you. And I said, I'm in the program. When do I start my testing? And she said, no, you're too healthy for us.
Oh!
And I said, do you mean I'm too healthy for you? And she said, you walk much faster than a 73-year-old without the implants, and you eat much too well. So I'm very sorry. We can't have you. So I said, okay. So I went to a second test that I had a few days later. By the way, both of my sons were here, and my eldest son calls me a hippie with an immune system because he says I make all my own food and my own medicine and everything. So I go to another department from the Department of Aging where they're testing walking while thinking or something like that. After they asked me everything, and they had me walking and answer a few questions over the phone. No, that I didn't even get to go there, over the phone. So they said, well, can you get up and walk? And I said, I've been walking since you called me. And they said, I'm sorry, Mrs. Bruna, you're too active for someone. In our study, we need someone else. So the third study I wanted to be part of this past week was a study in which there were testing supplements. Supplements. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to give me a turmeric. I got as telling them what I ate, and the nutritionist said, I've never heard anyone who eats like you do. I've never heard anyone who eats like that. But you eat much too healthy for any of us. And she said, and that includes me. So no, we will not be able to take you for this study. After that, I said, I guess I don't belong in the Institute of Aging. Everyone told me I was too healthy for someone my age. And even though they were not looking for people who were sick, they were looking for average 73-year-olds, considering my age. Which should make Dr. Rita Marie very happy because I eat the way I eat because of her. And if I'm healthy, it's because I started working with her 8 years ago, and this is the result of what I have learned from her and from you and from everyone else who's helping us. I've been turned down from the Institute of Aging at the University of Florida for testing because I'm not the normal 73-year-old. I walk too fast and I eat too well, and I can walk and talk at the same time. I think it's hilarious. I really do. I wanted all three tests, and I'm not getting anything. And I thought Dr. Marie would enjoy that.
She will. And I know that I'm looking at the chat. People are saying you're their hero.
No, I don't think I'm a hero. I've gained a few pounds, and actually that's why I wanted to do the testing, because I when they called me the first time, I said, will you do an endocrinology testing? And she said, everything will. The bone density, we'll test the metabolism, everything. They were very good about explaining what lab it was for, what pharmaceutical company, and it was something from France, and it was taking no medicines. I was just supposed to wear a Fitbit or something like it during the day. Mm-hmm. I had a box in my house, and that would send the information directly to the university. But when they heard that I walked between 10 and 15,000 steps a day, the expression changed. And when she said, well, the second 6 months of testing that we see if what we can do so you won't lose muscle mass, and I interrupted and I said, well, doesn't that have to do with how much you move and what you eat? And she said, yes, but we're supposed to be testing a medicine. And I said, I won't take part of that. And she said, no, you're not going to take part of anything.
No worries.
Really won't take part of anything, she said. But they were so nice to me. They said, maybe we can get you into another test, because they said many very nice things, which are not here or there, but what they said mainly was this. I was too healthy. I ate too different from anyone else my age. Mm-hmm. I ate really different. I didn't eat protein. But I looked like as if I got enough protein because I wasn't fainting and I was walking fast and I could stand up and sit down again very quickly. And she said, you have a twinkle in your eye and your hair looks fine. So, no, you're too healthy. What the three people who tested me said on different occasions is we want normal 70-year-olds. We want normal people over 65, actually. And they asked me several times, how old are you? And I kept saying 73, and they kept saying, we want normal 73-year-olds. So my husband was delighted. I know for a long time that you're not normal. You have...
Now you have proof.
College of Medicine telling you that. So thank you very much. Because every time I get on a call, I learn something. Every time I am reminded, like listening to the program about the supplements, because I do have some questions, and I will get my answers there. Every time I want to eat half a pizza, I say, I don't think so. I really don't think it's good for me. Mm-hmm. And so I don't. Every time I get tired, I say, I still have a few more steps to walk, and I do. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference. And it all started with a program called Before Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Before Be Gone, and that was 8 years ago. And that was
which
8 years.
Which is now the Sweet Spot program.
Right? Which is now the Sweet Spot. That's right. And that is what changed my life. Mm-hmm. That was what has turned me into
a... Well, here's a part of it. You changed your life.
You
are the hero of your own story.
Well, no, Lynn, because I would not have been able to do it without what I learned from Dr. Rita Marie, without help from the group, without making a pest of myself asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought I wasn't such a pest, Dr. Rita Marie corrected me and said I was. I'll take her word for it. Being part of the group and having the vital community really helps to keep me where I'm supposed to be. It really makes a big difference. It makes a big difference, and like I said, I always learn something.
Yeah.
Always learn something.
Well,
so
people, community is so important.
It is. And to hear someone say, you know, the questions that I hear people ask, I have many of them myself, and I don't ask them because I think sometimes they're too silly. There's no silly question.
Right.
When I hear people say, I have problems with this, I have problems with that also. We all do. And they're brave to say it, and they're brave to ask for it, and we all learn from everyone. And that is the important thing, and that is what I wanted to say to Dr. Rita Marie and all of you today. Thank you so much for the help, because for 8 years I have been living and eating and moving in a way that obviously makes a big difference.
Yep.
Because when they tell you at a university that you are too healthy for their study, it's really very good. It's a good feeling. I didn't get the free test, but it's a good feeling. I'll go to the doctor and get them if I need them.
Yeah.
But it makes a big difference. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to all of you.
Oh.
From both sides of the phone, from the ones who are asking the questions and from the people who are answering them, and for your patience to explain things over and over and over again to me, because I tend to ask things 3 or 4 times.
It's okay.
And it is an honor to be in this community. It really is. In fact, the nutritionist in the last study kept asking me, why do you eat like that? But at the same time, she kept asking me for recipes. What do you put in your green smoothies? And she would write that down. She admitted that she was going to try them herself, so you never know. You never know how
there you
touch people.
There you go. That's right.
So that's it.
That's right.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone for what you're saying. It does feel good.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there. We have a new generation of oldies but goldies coming up. That's it.
Yep, and you are definitely a leader of the pack there.
No, Lynn, no. I'm just I just realized I met someone who knew what they were talking about the first time I heard Dr. Rita Marie.
Yep.
And I knew that
and
I had
you,
to.
And then you followed it. You followed and then that.
And that makes all the difference in the world. You sort of have to take a leap of faith sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I told Dr. Rita Marie, I never thought I would die in a week, you know, from eating differently than I had been used to eating before. And after a week, I wasn't dead. I was feeling better. So then you go and you enjoy it.
You can tell her yourself. I opened her line. She's here.
Oh, hello. Good. Thank you. I just popped in. I'm here in Maui, and there's all kinds of stuff I'm trying to get done before we potentially lose internet and lose the service. So I just thought I'd listen in the background. I just popped in after getting to a couple of dead ends. But I just really appreciate everything that Beatrice is saying. But I agree with Lynn is that we're not the healers you are. And I really take exception when I meet somebody and ask what they do and they say, I'm a healer. I mean, no, you're not. Well, you're the healer of you and I'm the healer of me and everybody's the healer of themselves. But what you need is a facilitator. And that's what we are. We are resources to bounce things off of, but we don't heal you. You heal you. And what Beatrice exemplifies is how if you take what you're learning and it makes sense and you make changes and you get out of your own way, that's the problem. We're mostly in our way when it comes to healing, and you have somebody who knows how to help you get out of your own way, and you follow them, right? The true healing capacity of this amazing body that we've all been given as a gift gets to work. And I appreciate you because you follow. Like, you don't say, well, I don't know if I want to do that because I really like eating that, or I really don't want to have to meditate because takes too much time, you just take it and you do it. And yeah, sometimes it takes a little over and over, like you said, asking the same questions. But it's because we've all been kind of inundated with messages throughout our whole lives. And I'd like to use the word brainwashed. I don't want people to think it's kind of like I have a conspiracy theory, but it's almost like we're brainwashed to think a certain way. Something goes wrong, we go to the doctor fixes us. I did that. I did it in my 20s. My parents grew up that way. We had 9 kids in our family. And anytime anybody gets sick, we went to the doctor to get fixed. And when we shift that paradigm around to like all the answers you need to heal yourself are inside, it's just looking for a mentor, a facilitator, someone who can help get out of the way, get you out of your own way in a lot of places. And it's on the mental, emotional, the spiritual, the physical, all those different aspects, biochemical, and when you get out of your own way, that's when healing happens. So you are a master at getting out of your own way, Beatrice, and I honor you.
Well, we just do it, and I have to tell you that as these 3 different people within 1 week were telling me, you are too healthy, you're not what we need, and I think, but you said I could come because I'm 73 years old. Yes, but you're not a normal 73-year-old, and I kept thinking, yay for Dr. Rita Marie.
Yay!
It happened. And then the second one, when they kept saying, well, do you play tennis? No. Do you hike? No. Do you go kayaking? No. Then finally they said, do you dance? And I said, yes, of course I dance. This was where they wanted to know if I could walk and talk at the same time. And they said, how long can you dance? And I said, well, the other day I was dancing with my grandsons for about an hour. And they said, okay, can you get up and walk? And I said, I've been walking the whole interview. And they said, Mrs. Bruno, I'm sorry. You move too much for us. You're too healthy, 73-year-old, for our study. And then finally the last one where they were asking me what I was eating, and the girl, I had to explain to her why I ate the way I ate, and she kept saying, well, if you're just having a salad, where do you get the protein? And I kept saying, if I make a salad dressing with nuts, and I use a lot of different colored vegetables in it, and it's not just lettuce and oil and vinegar, it's a very healthy meal. And she kept writing everything down. Finally, she admitted, she said, I'm writing it down for me. So I can learn to eat like that.
So you are out there making sure that you share this, and that's what I love. You had your orthopedic guy who ended up losing 40 pounds because he listened to what you told him. So we are all beacons in this world, and that's what I absolutely love about this environment, this forum, and this platform of being able to reach lots of you at the same time with the community and having you be able to reach each other. So bravo to you. It's a whole new world that we are in the midst of creating out there, and we're all part of it. So yay us.
So, Dr. Rita Marie, thank you. And all your staff and Lynn and everyone, thank you. I cannot say thank you in those terms. You have no idea. My sons were shocked when they heard what happened to me, but they were happy also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And I'll let someone else talk now.
Yep. Looks like there's a bunch of lines. And I'm going to let Lynn manage this while I try to get these things done before my internet goes out. I'm hoping it doesn't. But
thank you, Dr. Rita Marie, okay?
Thank you. Yes, we'll be safe. I plan on it. All of you guys are watching over me, and everybody's sending vibes for the storm to head out to sea before it causes any damage. So, yay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, so next we have Diana.
Yeah.
Hey, Diana.
I got unmuted.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can? Oh, you can? Okay.
Yep.
I thought I had myself muted. Okay. We're good. I've got some questions.
You're good. All right.
Back to the admin stuff is my first question is, I just want to double check to make sure we have everything that we need to have done prior to the Getting to Know You call with Dr. Rita Marie. We're scheduled for Tuesday next week. I know there was one last night, so... anyway, I want to make sure I've got everything done that needs to be done so she will have what she needs. That's my first one.
Is there something you need to have done is your the basic thing you need to have done is your getting to know you form.
That one's done. That one was done a while ago.
Okay.
Okay, so the rest of them are just icing on the cake if we get them done?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
That is true.
So that all of those that we do fill out that we get a copy of in our email, those mm-hmm. also go to we don't have a coach yet, so it's not going
right.
to a coach, but
I am finishing that up as we speak.
Well, are those going to be available also for Dr. Rita Marie on the Getting to Know You call?
Those forms?
Yeah, those assessments, all the different ones that we're doing and the journal entries and things like that.
I can...
Chime in there. I'll chime in there on that one.
Here you go.
Yes. It takes... What happens with it, you fill out the Getting to Know You form. I spend probably about 15, 20 minutes, sometimes longer, reading them and taking notes and then asking you questions. If you've filled out those other forms, I might, like, look to see if you filled it out because I want to clarify something before getting on the call with you. But realistically, yeah. That's not the time when we actually do that because there just isn't enough time. Now, if you happen to come to a call when there's nobody else scheduled, then we can, like, leisurely look through more than that. But generally, if you just do the Getting to Know You form, that's what I generally look at. So you're in good shape. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have access to all those other forms. We are hoping to get those saved to your Google Drive so that as we progress and we have other calls, that I will definitely be looking at that. And if you're in Gold or Gold Plus, then I will definitely be doing that and a lot more in preparation for the calls that we have together, the private calls that we have together.
Okay, that partially answers my last question, too. So I was wondering, I've already done a few of the advanced tests, like the Dutch test and the Cardio IQ, and I'm still working on trying to upload those somewhere. But I was going to ask if you wanted any of those by the Getting to Know You call.
Not by the Getting to Know You call. No. Not by then. Yeah. There's just not the availability of time on that. And you will go, those are things that you're going to get to your coach. Are you in Gold or Silver?
She's in Gold.
Gold.
She's in Gold. Gold.
Yeah. You will definitely go through those with your coach for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Fantastic. That, and we're sending lots of prayers your way for
Thank
that
you.
Hurricane.
Yep. Thank you.
I hope you get out before it does any too much damage.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. My flight is at like 6 or 7 tomorrow evening, and there were no flights. We couldn't get out earlier, my husband tried to get me out last night, but, you know, obviously me and everybody else was trying to get out sooner. So I'm here, and it's absolutely beautiful out. It's calm. There's some drizzles. There's no wind yet. But, and I keep feeling like, oh, this is nothing. But I just talked to somebody local, and she's like, no, no, I can come on real quickly. Just be prepared. And so that's why I'm hurrying up and trying to get as much internet stuff done as I can, charging all my devices and making sure. And I actually hooked up with somebody who's local, who's in one of our practitioner training. So she's just like 6 miles up the road. So we can always hook up and have some place to go if need be.
Well, we're going to pray that thing so that it turns hard left and doesn't come anywhere near you, and you just get a little bit of light rain and some wind.
That's what I'm hoping for. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Thank you for the answers. The only other problem I'm having is fits with Google Docs. So, but that's just needing to work with it a lot. But that since I don't need that for Tuesday, we're in good shape.
You're in good shape then. Yes, I can't wait to talk to you.
And I know we had a call where we went over some of that, and I had made a video that I'm going to be sharing with everybody on that. So. Hopefully that will be helpful as well.
I ran into one particular form that I was trying to make the copy of, and so that I could enter stuff in it. And I was doing that yesterday morning, and it was not cooperating, and I got really upset with it. And you did a really good job of walking me through it. So I was like, come on, this is supposed to work, and it's not working. So anyway, that's Google is not a friend to me at the moment.
So the forms aren't available unless you do it through our online. So if you actually have it as a PDF, you need to print it and fill it out or use the online version of the form.
Yes, I've done both. Well, and I was actually trying to upload the one that I did that I was successful with online, and it, for some strange reason, it wasn't cooperating like it did the last time. So.
Oh, okay. You need to download it to your computer because it'll come as a PDF attachment. You need to download that into a folder on your computer, and then you can upload it to Google.
It just wasn't working this morning when I did it. I'm sure that there's just something I did wrong, but I will fix it.
We'll get it fixed. And for those of you who don't know what the heck she's talking about, if you're not in ERC, that's our year-long coaching program where we go really in-depth and deep with you. That's what she's talking about. These are some of those things. And ERC people get a year of free membership in Vital as part of their stuff. So that's what this is all about. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You said you had a lot of questions. Do you have some more questions?
Nope, that was all of them. They kind of all related to getting ready for the Tuesday call.
Okay, great. You're ready.
That's it. I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Next.
Take care.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Marcia.
Yeah, so Dr. Rita Marie, are you still here?
She is.
She is.
Yep. Oops.
Got to open my line. There we go.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so the pharmacy just called me back and told me that they actually are using, here's the amount, 0.00062 milligrams of folic acid in my T3, T4 compound. And I'm MTHFR C677T. We talked about this at the beginning of the call. Should I not take this?
Okay, no. Let me write that down with the right number of zeros.
0.00062 milligrams.
Okay, so if we make that into micrograms, it's not even a single microgram. The dosage, the typical dosages that could cause you problems would be more in the 500 micrograms or up. So you are fine, girl.
Yay. Thank you. Yay.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to find out why they need to have that in there as a filler.
She told me why. She said it's used as a colorant so that they could see if the T3, T4, and the micro, whatever the other stuff they use, microcrystalline cellulose, is evenly distributed.
Okay.
That's reasonable. It's not going to hurt.
Thank you.
Okay. Yay. All right.
And I just want to tell everybody, I already talked to Lynn about this, the call with Laura Fine is, like, amazing. So if you mm-hmm. haven't signed up and you're eligible, like, do it because she's incredible.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. It, I agree. I'm grateful.
So I'm glad you had it right after our call.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, you put together something really amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
I've had help with it. A lot of, it's like takes a village to do this.
You're so modest. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Nope. Okay. All right. No more hands. Yeah, I kind of feel like that too, Diana. Granted, it's not going to hurt her or anything like that. And I can see wanting to have the different coloring so that you could figure out why this is happening, or, you know, the distribution, but why they have to use folic acid, I don't know. And there could be a perfectly good reason for that. But, you know, is there nothing else that they can use? And of course, I'm sitting here.
It's certainly better than yellow dye number 3 or any of that stuff.
This is true.
Right, and they could have, and a lot of medications do that. They had talc and they had colorings and they had crap, and so they chose to add some folic acid because of the color. Maybe they could have done a different B vitamin because a lot of them have a yellow tinge to them, but they chose folic acid. And seriously, the amount, right? I would say that
right. It's
like a tiny, tiny fraction of an amount that would actually. Her. It's not going to even register. All she has to do is eat a salad, and that salad has so much more folate in the good form than is in this thing that I'm real picky, and I'm a perfectionist about food and stuff, and I wouldn't worry about it. Now, if it was that much arsenic, I'd say run away. Or cyanide, or, you know, belladonna even could be problematic. But as far as, well, maybe not. It's almost like a homeopathic dose. It's so small.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And Diana.
Yeah. No. Nope. I already asked mine. I was trying to put my hand down, and I thought it was putting it down.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll put it down for you.
Okay.
All right. And I don't see anything else in the Q&A. Diana, eating salad seems to be the answer to almost everything. A good salad. It's kind of... salad that Beatrice talked about with all that great dressing. That's what we do. Sandy, that's a good thought. You know, what are some healthy binders and fillers? But like Dr. Rita Marie said, at least it's not, you know, red dye number 6 or yellow dye number 6 or whatever the colors and numbers are.
Totally. And you know what? Folic acid is a healthy filler as fillers go. It totally is. Right? So, yeah, I think they actually made a good choice there compared to what they could have done. So sometimes we stress about every little thing. And I wouldn't do it if it had that same amount of yellow dye number 3 or any things that have been shown to be potentially carcinogenic. But folic acid is all dose dependent, and I think that it's going to be fine. And I just wanted to add, as far as salad, there's so many great ways to make a delicious salad, but when Beatrice said about the dressing, I like to make the dressing as nutritious as the salad. So I end up throwing in my blender some combination of nuts and seeds, and I usually think through what I'm putting in there. I'll throw some Brazil nuts for selenium and some hemp seeds for protein and omega-3, and then I'll throw in some pumpkin seeds for zinc. So I think through it, but then I add big handfuls of greens, cucumber, celery, tomato, tomatilla, some juicy herb vegetables to blend up with that instead of just putting water, right? If you just put water, okay, it's great. It's a delicious salad dressing. But throw in the greens and throw in the cucumbers and throw in celery and other kinds of delicious veggies. Red bell pepper makes like a cheesy kind of consistency. So I want you to think outside the box when you're thinking about making salads and salad dressing. Not only all the great stuff you can put on the salad, but what can you put in the dressing that goes on it? So just,
you know, that reminds me, you did a Vital Healing Kitchen show, oh, I don't know how many years ago, but it was all on salad dressings. And I'll see if I can't find it and put it in the chat.
Well, they could just go to the index. You don't need to go look at it. If you ever want to look for the shows, if you're a premium member, it means you have access to like 5, 6, 7 years of archives. You just go to the recordings and you click on it and you'll see pages
scroll through them. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't, then if you don't have access to the full annual subscription, then I would highly recommend you upgrade it. Not only will you save a tremendous amount each month, because it's cheaper that way, but you'll get access to the whole archives. And we may not be doing that, offering that much longer. At least we will through the end of the year, but after that we may be revamping the way we do it. So if you're already in, you're grandfathered in, but for new people coming in, we may not give them quite the humongous archive for the $200 that we charge. So.
Well, and one of the things that I will often do is just take part of my salad and, like you said, put it in the blender. I remember when I worked at the barbecue restaurant, somebody that I was serving said, hey, I can't have any of those dressings. And so I said, leave it to me. And I took part of their salad and I put it into the blender, and they were totally amazed that they could have this really tasty dressing made from the salad itself.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I put in a big plug, too, for being a Vital Premium member, because, you know, I think it goes back to 2012. And
maybe even 11.
The amount of kitchen shows and health topics and calls like this, the Vital Q&A, is amazing. It's just such a huge resource. And Lynn Rose asks what the theme is for this coming Saturday. It's on cooling beverages. And one of the things that, you know, when you talk about these cooling beverages, it's actually chilly here. But when, you know, we think of cooling beverages as something over ice. And actually, if your body is hot, that's probably not the best thing for it. And so I can only imagine the types of herbs and ingredients you'll be using that naturally will help your body to cool, and not in the traditional iced tea type of a way. So, and Sandy said a speaker on one radio network doesn't recommend salads because of glyphosate. And, you know, that would be a sad reason to not eat them. And so that's definitely something. It's a good reason to eat organic, or as organic as possible. But it's also a reason, like you said, not to stress. Do the best you can. I've always said that's why we say a blessing over our meal. It's like, okay, I've done the best I can. The rest is up to you. And And so
I just want to put a plug in. I don't understand why you would avoid salads because of glyphosate. First of all, glyphosate is a weed killer. So unless the food is genetically modified, it will be killed if they spray Roundup on it. It will be killed. The whole point of genetic modification was to modify these plants so that the glyphosate doesn't kill them. And the result is that we end up with huge amounts of the herbicide on the food. Normally an herbicide would never make it to the dinner table because it would kill the food before it would get there. Mm-hmm. And so I don't understand that rationale, but I think the things you do want to avoid glyphosate are wheat, because even though they're not genetically modifying wheat, they do spray it after the fact with glyphosate. And any of the foods that are potentially genetically altered, like soybeans, like corn, canola, and all those things. There's a whole big long list. It just keeps getting bigger, unfortunately, every day. The salmon that's been injected with, you know, or the tomato that's been injected with the salmon gene. I mean, there's so many crazy things that are happening out there. But salad is the least of your worries.
And it could very well be they're just talking about what's in the ground. You know, because like you said, they spray.
Yeah, they spray, but yeah, that's not the part I would worry about.
Well, I know
I would buy it organically grown as much as possible, so you avoid that.
Right,
because
exactly.
It's got to be 2 years without that. Right, but if you're occasionally eating something that's not organically grown, like organically grown romaine lettuce, or non-organically grown romaine lettuce, the degree of glyphosate that you're going to get exposed to in that lettuce is very, very small. Because if it's in the ground, the plant won't grow. The plant won't grow because it's a weed killer. And it kills,
right.
It kills all of the plant life in its wake. So I think if there was glyphosate residue in the soil, then that would get into the plant, that it would kill the plant before it would get to you. That's my opinion.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. Yeah, because I can just speak living where I do, where they do spray, and they spray both from the ground with their machines as well as the airplanes that go through. When I test the soil, there's just a lot of chemicals in the soil. And so I know that's what...
You test for glyphosate in your soil?
They don't specify just glyphosate. There's lots of...
Well, chemicals. I'm sure there's lots of other chemicals. But here's my thing. Glyphosate kills green foliage. It kills plants. So if there was a significant amount left in the ground, the seeds would not germinate and grow into a plant. That's my understanding of how this all works. So I think, again, I do think we have to do the best. We're breathing air that's crap in it. You know, use an air filter at home if you can. Make sure there's no visible mold. Make sure there's no hidden mold. Make sure you eat as much as possible organically grown. It's impossible to eat 100%. Stay away from those plants that might be genetically altered. Get the list, go online, look it up. Make sure you're aware of that and stay away from those because those are going to have those high levels of glyphosate. If you're concerned about your exposure, that you've been exposed, there's a company called Great Plains Labs. And Great Plains actually has a test, and they'll test your blood and see if you have residues of glyphosate.
Right.
Right. But we all have it. I know Lynn Rose, you're pretty particular about what you eat, and you found chemicals on your test. So we're all exposed, and we want to minimize it to reduce the toxic load. I wish I could say, I say that always as part of my detox programs, reduce the toxic load. I wish I could say eliminate the toxic load, but that's kind of impossible to do. So we want to reduce it as much as possible. What's the serenity prayer? We can apply it to food. Grant me the serenity to change the things I can change, accept the things I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. So know that if you're consistently buying foods that are genetically modified, you're increasing your toxic load. If you're consistently buying foods that are in the dirty dozen, top 12, of the pesticide laden food, you're increasing your load. So make it a point, but you have to live, because here's the other thing. If you stress about everything, guess what you're doing? You're increasing your toxic load because of all those levels of cortisol and the metabolic waste products that you produce. So we just have to, what's the other song? Don't worry, be happy. I mean, you'll want to be ignorant, but don't worry, be happy. Don't sweat the small stuff. So there's a lot of quotes we could throw out there that really do apply to your health. Like, I'm sitting here going, my husband keeps calling me, did you do this and did you do that? I'm like, honey, I've done what I've done. I'm here, and this is the best I can do. Right? I'm not going to go anywhere because I don't know that there's any safer places on the island. I don't think I'm at risk right here where I am. If I run out of food and water, guess what? I can fast. Right? I can fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sweat it because the stress levels that will be brought up will be more toxic for me and more dangerous. I will get away from the windows. I will go in the hallway that's between the front of the building and the back of the building and, you know, put my pillow in there and sleep in there if I have to. If the winds are really strong and I'm concerned about a window, I've taken all of the furniture that was outside and everything that could move that's on the outside, and it's all in the living room here. Best I can, and that's in a true dangerous situation. And it's the same thing at home, you know, same thing when feeding my kids. Do the absolute best I possibly can. And if I'm not going to make my kids starve if I can't find them, like, the perfect food, although I am pretty picky and I always would carry stuff. So it's just really, we got to find balance. And that doesn't mean that, oh, well, you know, I'm out at my friend's house and all they have is Coca-Cola and M&M's, so I guess I better eat it. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. That's like, I'm at my friend's and she just made me this beautiful salad because she knows I love to eat salads, and the lettuce she used was not organic. Eat it. Eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it. Unless you're really debilitated, right? Unless you're so debilitated, you have cancer, you have some sort of condition that maybe your immune system can't handle it, your liver can't handle it. But for the most part, let's just make friends with it and eat it. And I have my bright lines, though. I have my lines I won't cross, and so I'll go hungry if I have food outside that line. There's certain things. And if we all create that, then you're good, right? But one of my bright lines is not, I will not ever, ever, ever eat anything that's not organic. Another line is, I don't have a bright line about my water. I always, always drink the best water I can find. But if I'm super dehydrated and the only water around is it's chlorinated tap water, I'll drink it. And I have had an example of that happen recently where I was out running, and I unfortunately went out running when it was 102 degrees, didn't bring water with me. And towards the last half mile, I was so dehydrated. I was sweating and I was weak and I started getting dizzy. And I sat down on somebody's lawn. And you better believe I accepted it when that guy offered me a bottle of water and it had ice in it, which I normally don't drink. I didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, is this filtered water? I didn't say, no, I don't drink water. I graciously accepted the water because my body needed water right now, and I knew I had the ability to withstand whatever chlorine might have been in there. You know what I mean? So it's really, health is about balance, and health is about flexibility.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me do this call so I can finish up my other stuff.
Nope, I completely agree that that the stress that we can put on ourselves when we create those bright lines, there's some good bright lines, but sometimes we can have ones that can limit us. And so as we make those decisions, as we look at each situation and how we're responding to it, it also gives you a really good opportunity to, you know, step back and look and say, why am I responding that way? And not in a judgmental why, but how am I feeling about this? What's coming up for me as I'm responding this way to these choices? It's good to be mindful and careful of what we put in our body, whether it's from the chemicals that they spray, from the farmers or from the chemtrails that come from overhead. You know, it's good to be mindful, but at the same time, if we let that fear drive us, it's almost as detrimental as the food itself. As Dr. Eden Marie has said in the past, I ate a candy bar, but she really didn't. She had the same reaction as if she had eaten a candy bar because of the stress of the situation. And so make sure that you just are mindful and aware of how you're feeling as you are planning your day, as you're creating a life that is one that brings you great joy and happiness. As you are going along and you have these emotions and feelings that come up, just look at them and say, huh, where did you come from? What's this all about? And just have a relationship with yourself. I have been known lately to say have a relationship with pain. Pain can be your friend. Pain can give you a message about something that's going on. So pay attention to that and just look at it, not with the idea of simply getting rid of it, much like we do with an aspirin or something. Have that relationship that says, what are you trying to tell me? What's going on that I need to balance within myself and have a different perspective on that? Anyway, that's my diatribe on that. And Cell Phone Ontario. Hello. I've opened your line.
Hi, is that me?
Hi, is this Mary?
Yeah, oh wow, that was fast. I just got on. Sorry, I was late.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh,
this is Lynn. Dr. Rita Marie she's here, but she is in Hawaii, and as you may or may not know, they're having a hurricane, or they're in that warning zone, and so she's trying to preserve her electricity and internet, and so she's here, but kind of in the background.
Oh, okay, no problem. Just had a quick question. It's still Q&A, though, right?
Pardon?
It's still Q&A.
Yes, it is still Q&A.
Oh, okay. So I had a question, because I don't know, I'm sure you guys have heard of the book, The Plant Paradox. And I was curious to find out, he's talked all about this leptin or whatever it is in his book. Lectins in his book. But you know what? I don't remember too much of that popping up in much of Dr. Rita Marie's courses and her various modules. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Is there things that I really kind of need to worry about that? I mean, there's quite a few things on the list that I'm like, oh, I kind of eat that. I didn't know that was an issue, or you know what I mean? So, like, in terms of more like meat and greens and things. So if you could, I don't know, share anything you know about it, that would be great.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And I know if I miss something, Dr. Rita Marie will definitely open her line and add to that. So this is my thought process on lectins and what Dr. Gundry says. And Dr. Gundry is an amazing marketer. If you go, after you read it and you go to his site, he will have a supplement for you. So he has he is an excellent example of using a book to market a program or a product or something along that line. This isn't to diminish some of what he says. You know, lectins is a real thing. For some people, it's something they might want to pay attention to, but it's also one of those, as Dr. Rita Marie says, well, it depends. The other piece to that is, does that mean you have to avoid all lectins? Probably not. It does mean that pay attention to the food. I know for some people, the seeds and cucumbers they don't do well with them. So take the seeds out of the cucumber.
Right.
And so in her grand program, there's an elimination diet. And it's an excellent example. She's got the go, slow, and no foods. And so if there's something you know you do well, you put that on your go list. If it's something you're not sure about, you put those foods on there. If it's in the no list, you just leave it out, at least for now. And then you do that work to heal your digestion. And so maybe some of those lectin foods goes on the slow list because you're just not sure. And so you test them one at a time to see how you do.
Right.
So that's the slow, the short version.
Well, I was just surprised to see things like pumpkin seeds and sunflower and chia seeds. Cashew and peanuts, okay, yeah, I guess they've been sort of a yes and no kind of thing. But pumpkin and sunflower and chia especially, I was like really surprised. And I think I was even listening to Elena Love, and she was saying something about even chia being an issue with inflammatory causes of inflammation. Maybe I misunderstood what she said, but that was the first that I had heard that.
Well, again, everybody's a little bit different. And maybe somebody does have an issue with chia seeds, especially if you don't soak them. They can create that, be more pro-inflammatory than if you soak them. Soaking them and making that chia gel that Dr. Rita Marie talks about is one sure way to make sure that you're less likely to have that inflammatory response.
Right.
Again, rotating your foods is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So don't always every day eat chia gel. Maybe every other day or maybe every 3 days. But pay attention to how your body is responding to it. If your body doesn't respond well, take it out for a little while.
Right.
Check in and see what other things you need to do to heal it. Then add it back in. See, just a little bit. She also says go small and slow. And so just do a little bit and see how am I doing with this. And that's how you find out what is best for your body at this time. Because every time you add these things into your body to course correct it, your body's going to shift and change. And so you just put in the different foods in there that you need to at that time.
Right. Okay. No, that's great. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if Jane's ever, we've ever had very much conversations about them. So it just came up only because a friend of mine is, like, been reading the book and she started the diet. And so I thought, oh, you know what? So she's talking to me about it. So I thought, oh, I would ask about this lectin thing here. So,
do you mind if I chime in?
Yeah, I was just reading what you wrote in the chat. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just going to put the rest of Robin's, what Robin said. And I thought, I'm writing that because I agree with her. I totally agree. So I'm not going to be as polite as you are because I'm just generally not as polite a person as you are, because I tell my opinion outright. And then...
If I'm not on the chat, maybe I should be on the chat. Is there something going on that's exciting?
Everything has lectins in it. Everything has lectins in it. They're pretty much. It's a cell marker, and it has to do with keeping predators away from the particular plants, and it creates a sticky surface. And for people with disrupted gut health, there may be a problem, but like Lynn said, doesn't mean all of them are bad. You can avoid lectins unless you stop eating. And a lot of the really healthy foods. And the other thing I will agree with her, what Lynn said, was the guy's a really good marketer because at the end of everything, it's like, don't worry, just eat this stuff. You can still eat lectin foods. Just take my supplement with it. I'm a little suspicious, but read what Robin said. I put it in there. I think that it's like just like anything else. Does everybody have to avoid oxalates? There's oxalates that some people are sensitive to in food. Does everybody have to avoid high histamine foods? Does everybody have to avoid goitrogen? I mean, every plant has some sort of toxic, something in there that could be toxic to someone. And my feeling is that all this stuff is creating food phobia. And what do people end up eating if they don't eat things, the lectin stuff? Well, it's all in plants. And then they start to load up on meat. Like, what else is there? Meat and dairy. Well, dairy has lectins too, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
Some, right? So I think we all, like Lynn said, take what works for you. You take the basic healthy diet. You go, I'm not feeling quite, you know, I have a little gas. I have a little bloating. I don't feel quite right. Or I have low energy. Let me just try pulling things out and adding things back and playing around with it. And that's what we call an elimination diet. That's my two cents.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things that you're starting to get paranoid about eating everything, and it's ridiculous. I'm like, plants, I'm not going to take my plants out of my food, you know? So, okay. Yeah. That's great. Thank you for sharing that and putting some light to it. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Great question. Anything else there? Okay. Lower hands. I'm going to go back and double check. Make sure there's nothing in the Q&A.
I was going to say something. I think my internet's getting slower. I just wanted to add one more thing. It just, this kind of stuff gets me irritated because we're working really hard to move people in the direction of eating on a healthier basis, healthier for each individual, but healthier for the planet and healthier for our psychology and healthier overall. And all this fear-mongering that comes out there about different components and constituents of food, it's like religion. My religion's better than your religion, and everybody needs to eat this way or that. And a lot of you have heard me do the food dogma, food religion lectures, and especially those of you in my practitioner training. We have 20 hours of that in the program where we go through each and every one of these diets. Those of you who did our CMDS program, we just did a lectin. I did a special talk on lectins. And, yeah, it might be an issue for some people, just like avoiding I don't know, what's an allergen that's not common? Broccoli, right? If somebody has an allergy to broccoli, they need to avoid it. As good as that food is, it's not good in their body. And I think the lectins go, it's dose dependent. And yeah, there's certain things that have extraordinarily high levels, but we don't eat those foods like raw kidney beans. Who eats raw kidney beans? And if you're thinking about it and thinking about sprouting them, don't, right?
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah. So my two cents. Thank you.
No, that's okay. Adds more than 2 cents. The value of it is priceless. Kimberly got the book, or her husband got the book, and she threw it in the trash. This is the same one that you give your, same husband you give your supplements to. I think your poor husband. I'm going to enjoy having you in our ERC program, Kimberly. And this is just, there's the things that grow up all around us, if we really pay attention to those foods, especially the weeds and wild edibles, they put themselves there for us. They know actually before we do that we're going to be needing them. So as you look around and you look in your yard, your unsprayed yard, look around to see which plants are coming up just on their own, because we need those. And you know, my yard has changed. Right now, I've got an abundance of burdock root, more than I have in other years. It used to be that it was mainly lamb's quarter, but that's gone down. Still have lots of nettles, though. So, anyway, that's my two cents. All right. I hope everybody has enjoyed this call and had some stress relief here with some of the comic reactions and conversations we've had with the chat. and I really enjoyed it, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've had to speak with you all, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you. As Maitri said, this is the community, and we're all a part of this community, and so each of you is equally important. Your voice is equally needed, and we're here to help support each other. Even if we don't ever see each other, the energy and vibration we have just by knowing that there's somebody else there is going to uplift and support you and take you further along on your healing journey. So with that, I will open your lines. Let's see. Interactive.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I'm going to open up.
So, yes, your lines are now open. Let's all say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Same prayers, Dr. Bye. Rita. You take care.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much. Yes, thanks for the well wishes, and just keep wishing it out to sea. I think it's going that way because the sky is getting brighter and brighter, not darker and darker. Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, we wanted to take that hard turn to the west and not come north.
My son does all this internet stuff, and he just texted me and said, "Looks like it's mostly out of the way now." But I never know what where does it say that? But he reads the weather maps, and I can't read those. So anyway,
they were on the news tonight too. You take care.
Bye. All right. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you, Sandy.
Love you.
Love you all.